Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Last week, in our study of 2 Timothy chapter 1, we were talking about those who try to work around the will of the Lord and to please the Lord with their works. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I'm reminded of Proverbs chapter 30, verse 12. There is a generation that are pure in their own eyes and yet is not washed from their filthiness. See, all the filthiness, they say we have liberty to do it, so they're not repentant. And the Bible back in Proverbs says, yep, that's coming. And there's a generation that's pure in their own eyes, but they're not washing their filthiness. They think they're pure since they're religious. And they still use the names of Jesus. But listen to what Matthew 7, 21 through 23, the Lord Jesus Christ said this in his Sermon on the Mount. You know, we always think of the Sermon on the Mount, we think of the Beatitudes. But this was also part of that Sermon on the Mount. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. And we've already seen that the will was that we repent in 2 Peter 3, 9. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Many shall say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name have done many wonderful works? Now, I like the next verse because Jesus doesn't deny that they prophesied, that they did many wonderful works, that they cast out devils. Doesn't deny it. But he says, and then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Not that I used to know you, but I don't know. He says, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. And, of course, they're cast into the everlasting lake of fire. Why? Because they thought their works and their way and their religion, they were still being religious, still using the name of Jesus, but they had changed the doctrine, they had changed to the world, and they thought, well, that should be accepted because we're using the name of Jesus. And they break hell wide open. I'm afraid that many pastors, preachers occupying pulpits today are going to be those that have fallen into this, and they're going to break hell wide open. Now, today, many churches are affected by Eastern mysticism, which involves contemplative meditation. Now, they've repackaged it to sell it here in this country, calling it contemplative spirituality. Now, it sounds boy, that sounds like it's up there, you know. That sounds, boy, isn't that very high? Isn't that very deep? Oh, that's tremendous. What is contemplative spirituality? It involves blanking your mind. You don't even meditate in the Word of God. It's a belief system that has hit the Catholic Church and the emerging church. And it uses ancient mystical practices to get you to an altered state of mind. They call it the silence. They take this mystical, occultic practice, and they wrap it in Christian terminology as spiritual formation. The silence. The stillness. Ancient wisdom, or spiritual disciplines. Well, in 1948, this started as a drip. But the hole is widened, and it's as a flood upon us who would stand true to the Word. This is somewhat of a Scientology philosophy, which really isn't science, but it is rather mystical. Now, there are three things that stand out as responsibilities for us as Christians. We need to understand that Satan is a deceiver, as are the devils that are under him. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 13 through 15, we read this. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ, and no marvel. For Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. You see, these things are mentioned to show that multitudes are deceived. And Satan has grabbed some unsaved preachers to make them sound like they're spiritual, and they bring this damnable philosophy and doctrine into the local church. Now, God has called us to the battle. Again, Ephesians 6:12 said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. Jeremiah chapter 48, verse 10. Cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully. Well, that's a curse from God on those that parade as angels of light. And he adds, cursed be he that keepeth back his sword from blood. That's to us who are saved, and we know the difference. And we don't do the wrong, but we don't stand up for the right. God says, cursed be you too, that keeps your sword back from blood. You don't get involved in the fight. You don't get in the battle for the Lord. We've, in that sense, capitulated to the devil. See, this involves not only doing what the new evangelical movement has done and continues to do with its contemporary movement, emerging church movement, and so forth, that is, doing the work of the Lord deceitfully, but it is also not getting in the fight. That is, not getting the sword wet with blood. The sword of the Lord, God's Word. Yet our weapons are not carnal. They include the Word of God, prayer, witnessing, living holy, speaking the truth in love, praying for your enemies, willing to suffer for the cause of Christ. Proceeding in steadfastness, that is, as 1 Corinthians 15:57-58, thanks be unto God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. You know what, you labor God's way, according to God's will, in God's time. It's never in vain. Don't be ashamed of Christ. Don't be ashamed of those who stand for Christ. And don't be ashamed of the gospel. And we are ashamed if we don't speak of Christ to other believers, and if we allow the fear of man to keep us from witnessing, from even giving out a gospel tract. We've allowed the fear of man to keep us from giving out the gospel, because we are afraid of the afflictions of persecution, of the disgust family and friends may have toward us, and we fear the hatred of man. And the problem with that is it has affected the church in so many ways. We need to make a decision that we are either going to be a part of the 7,000 that didn't bow the knee, or we're going to go with the prophets of Baal, or we're going to stand with the prophet Elijah. Okay, you've got to decide where you stand. You've got to decide that. And so, folks, we're trying to lay out for you this idea of what new evangelicalism is. Because we have them on the one side. We have the secularists on the other side. Today, the secularists are bold in their atheism, cunning in their sin, and malicious in their temper. Again, if you work with eternity set in your heart, you know they'll be consumed by the breath of the omnipotent Almighty God. Now, evil has many mighty men on its side today, and they're very united in purpose. But they will not be, and cannot be, finally victorious. And although the bondage and the attack of God's people may be long and grievous, it shall not be everlasting. For us, the Lord shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And we which are alive shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Now, folks, that's what I want. And I'm sure that's what you want as well. So with that thought in mind, now as we look again at our text, verse 8, be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. Don't be ashamed of Christ. Don't be ashamed of his word. Don't be ashamed of a truly consecrated man who is consecrated unto God. Don't be ashamed of the gospel. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, is the way it is stated. Therefore, as he says there at the beginning of this verse, be not thou therefore. Therefore has to do with the fact of verse 7. You remember in verse 7? God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. So now this is expanding on this sound-mindedness of being a separated Christian. He gives us the power to stand and to live for Jesus Christ every day. But we have to look unto him. Be not ashamed does not mean that Timothy was ashamed. Had that been the case, a different case in the Greek would have been used. Now, I'm going to say something here, but bear with me. Don't leave me yet. They would have used a present imperative. But instead, here it uses what they call an aorist subjunctive with a negative. You say, preacher, you're losing me. The way it is used here is simply saying this. It forbids doing an act that has not yet begun. You're not doing it. Don't even start. Now, why state it that way? Evidently, there were some in that day that hadn't started. Now, 1 Timothy looked at ministering within the church. 2 Timothy is looking at ministry outside the church. Don't be ashamed of these things in the world as a pastor, as a local church, or as an individual Christian. The bottom line is this. Don't be ashamed of the testimony, which means the true facts of the doctrine of Christ. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ. Christ Jesus.